Welcome to the deep dive, where we really try to cut through the digital noise.
Yeah, get to the essentials.
Exactly. Before we dive in today, though, a quick word from our supporter. SafeServer takes care of hosting the software and supports you in your digital transformation. You can find more information at www.safeserver.de.
Good to know.
All right, let's just be honest for a second. In our digital lives, we've all felt it, haven't we?
Oh, yeah. Information overload.
Totally. That overwhelming feeling of just data everywhere, piling up, files, folders, different platforms.
It's a constant struggle. Keeping it organized, making sure you can actually find things later.
And maybe most importantly, keeping it under your control. It feels like a losing battle sometimes.
It really can.
So today we're doing a deep dive into a potential solution, something called OpenCloud.
Right.
It promises, and this is their phrase, excellent file management and sharing with seamless collaboration.
A big promise.
It is. The aim is to help you make your knowledge, your data more usable, keep it secure, and really empower your teams.
So not just storage, but making it work for you.
Precisely. Our mission here today is to unpack OpenCloud, break it down so anyone can get a handle on it, you know, whether you're new to this stuff or a total pro.
Making it accessible. Good.
We'll look at what it is, why it might matter for you, and how it's trying to change the game for people and organizations who really care about, well, digital sovereignty and just working together efficiently.
Sounds like a plan.
Okay, let's unpack this then. When we talk about file sharing, you know, most of us probably think of the usual suspects, the big cloud
Well,
services.
Dropbox, Google Drive, OneDrive.
Exactly. But OpenCloud seems to be aiming for something deeper. What problem is it really trying to solve that those others maybe don't?
That's a great question. I think it goes beyond just storing files. Like you said, their core idea is excellent file management and sharing with seamless collaboration.
Right.
So it's not just about, sending a file link. It's about actively working together on those files smoothly. The core idea is really transforming files from just dot stuff into valuable resources.
Okay, valuable resources. What does that mean in practice?
It means making them effectively structured, genuinely usable over the long term. So instead of digital clutter,
Which we all have too much of.
exactly. Instead of clutter, your documents become living assets. Imagine a world where your files aren't just sitting there passively stored, but they're actually helping you, helping your team work better, faster, and crucially, more securely. That's the real promise here, making your digital stuff actively help you.
That's a really appealing idea, shifting from static data to active resources. Okay, so to achieve that, they must have some core pillars, right? OpenCloud talks about four big benefits: simplicity, data sovereignty, team efficiency, and security.
That's right. Those are the four cornerstones.
They really seem to get to the heart of what many of us are looking for. Let's kick things off with simplicity. How easy is it to actually use?
Well, they really emphasize intuitive design. From the get-go, it's meant to be immediately understandable, even for brand new users.
Sort of plug and play.
Yeah.
Sounded like that, yeah. Plug and play for collaboration is a good way to put it. The idea is you don't need a huge manual or days of training just to get started sharing and working.
That's essential for adoption, isn't it?
Absolutely. And it's not just for the end user. They've also thought about the IT admins, the people who have to actually roll this out and manage it.
Ah, the unsung heroes.
Yeah, sometimes, yeah. For them, it's designed for simple installation, reliable day-to-day operation, and crucially, seamless integration into whatever IT systems are already in place.
Okay, so less headache for the IT department, too.
That's the goal. Lower friction for everyone involved, from the person saving a file to the team managing the whole infrastructure.
That balance is key. Okay, simplicity. Check. Now, this next one, data sovereignty. This feels like where OpenCloud really tries to differentiate itself.
I agree, it's a major focus.
We hear digital sovereignty, data sovereignty thrown around a lot these days. But what does that actually mean for me, the user? Why is having that control so important now?
It boils down to a fundamental question. Who truly controls your data?
Right. With many standard cloud services, it feels a bit ambiguous.
Exactly.
Right.
Often, the service provider holds the ultimate keys, which can have big implications for privacy, security, even legal access down the line. OpenCloud tackles this head-on
How so?
by offering genuine data self-control. You get a choice. You can run it on-premise, meaning completely on your own servers.
So total physical and digital control.
Total control. Or if you don't want to manage servers, you can use it as a software as a service, but through trusted partners who commit to high privacy standards and often operate under specific regional laws like GDPR in Europe.
Okay, options are good.
And regardless of the hosting choice, it operates on what they call a zero trust principle.
Zero trust sounds serious.
It just means the system doesn't automatically trust anything or anyone, even inside the network.
Mm.
Every single request to access data is verified independently. It's a much more robust security posture.
I see.
And this whole thing is built using open source technology. That's key. It's future proof, resource efficient, and gives you maximum control and flexibility.
Because you can see the code.
Precisely. Transparency is huge.
Mm.
You can audit the code, understand how it works, and be sure your data stays yours. It reduces those risks associated with relying on a third party whose interests might not always align with yours. It's about real ownership.
That idea of owning the keys, not just renting access, that really is a game changer, especially with privacy concerns mounting. Okay, easy to use, you keep control. But what about actually, you know, getting work done? Teamwork.
Right, the collaboration piece.
Does Open Cloud genuinely boost team efficiency? Especially thinking about complex projects, maybe remote or hybrid teams.
Yeah, that's definitely a core design goal. It's explicitly made, as they say, for Ausschussvolle teams, die in Echtzeit zusammenarbeiten, demanding teams collaborating in real time.
Okay. How does it facilitate that?
A big part is the integrated office suite. You can create, edit, co-author documents, spreadsheets, presentations right inside OpenCloud.
Ah, so no downloading, editing offline, then re-uploading and hoping you have the right version.
Exactly. It keeps the workflow constant and smooth, avoids that version chaos. It's also built to handle high user numbers without slowing down, which is important for larger organizations.
Makes sense.
And a key feature they highlight are workspaces.
Workspaces, so like shared folders.
More than that, really. Think of them as dedicated project hubs or environments. You can customize them for specific projects, set granular permissions, maybe integrate specific tools needed just for that project.
Okay, so tailored spaces for different kinds of work.
Exactly. If you have a marketing campaign, the workspace brings together all the documents, the images, maybe discussion threads, all in one secure, accessible spot. Everyone sees the latest stuff relevant to their role. It really simplifies complex team collaboration.
I can see how that would streamline things, especially with remote teams. Okay, the final pillar, security, always top of mind.
Yeah.
How does Open Cloud measure up against, well, all the threats out there?
Security is definitely presented as foundational, not an afterthought. They stress the highest data protection and security standards. It's positioned as an enterprise-grade solution.
Meaning
it's built with professional, often stringent, requirements in mind. It uses multiple layers. First, strong encryption for data, both when it's stored, at rest, and when it's being sent in transit.
Standard, but essential.
Absolutely. Then, flexible access rights, really fine-grained control over who can see or edit what. Add two-factor authentication, or 2FA, for logins.
Another critical layer.
Definitely. It makes stolen passwords much less useful. And here's something really relevant today. Secure versioning.
Versioning, like keeping old copies.
Exactly, but in a very robust way. Every change creates a distinct, immutable version. So if, knock on wood, you get hit by ransomware that encrypts your files.
The nightmare scenario.
Right. You could just roll back to the clean version from right before the attack happened.
Yeah.
It essentially neutralizes that threat for your files within OpenCloud.
Wow. Okay. That's huge.
It is. And finally, they ensure full GDPR compliance, which is obviously critical for many organizations, especially in Europe, but good practice everywhere. So encryption, access control, 2FA, versioning, compliance. It's a comprehensive package.
That does sound thorough. Really covers the modern threat landscape.
Okay, so it's simple, gives you control, helps teams work together, and it's secure. Who is this actually for? Is it just for, you know, massive companies with huge IT teams?
Well, they do highlight specific sectors, but I think the appeal is much broader.
Okay.
For the public sector, they mention ease of use, integration, and that 100% GDPR compliance is vital.
Makes sense for government.
For research and science, the focus is on performance and scalability, handling big data, complex projects.
Right.
For education, it needs to be accessible, secure, and work well on mobile devices for students and staff.
Crucial for modern learning.
And for businesses, they talk about flexible data rooms, boosting productivity. Again, those workspaces we mentioned.
But is it only for those groups? No, not at all. They explicitly say it's also for anyone who values simple application and digital sovereignty.
Okay, so that broadens it out
Like,
considerably.
it really does.
So let's connect that back to you, the listener. Even if you're not in government or big science, maybe you're a freelancer, or a small business owner, or just someone trying to organize your personal digital life, these core ideas, control, security, efficiency, they're pretty universal, aren't they?
Absolutely. The need to manage your information securely and effectively cuts across almost everything we do digitally. It's about empowering you to make your digital stuff work for you.
Right. Now, underpinning all of this is a philosophy, open source. They say open source is our DNA. What does that really mean in this context? How does it make open cloud different from, say, proprietary software?
It's fundamental to them. Open Cloud comes from the Heinlein Group. They've got like 30 years of experience, specifically in open source IT. Their whole mission is secure and free communication.
Okay, so it's deep-rooted.
Very. Being open source means, first, transparency. The code is out there for anyone to look at, to audit. That builds trust.
You can see what it's actually doing.
Exactly. Second, flexibility. You're not locked into one vendor's ecosystem or pricing whims. You can modify it, integrate it, adapt it.
No vendor lock-in. That's attractive.
Hugely. And it fosters a community. They actively encourage building a large, vital community for digital sovereignty. It's seen as a collaborative effort, not just a product pushed by one company. Collective development often leads to better, more user-focused solutions.
A shared vision, not just software. That's powerful. So if someone listening is intrigued by this, by the open source aspect, how can they get involved or just learn more?
Oh, there are lots of ways. If you're a developer, you can check out their repositories on GitHub. They've got Open Cloud for the server, web for the front end, desktop clients.
So you can actually contribute code.
Yep. Or if you speak other languages, they use TransFX for translations. You can help make it accessible globally.
Nice. What about non-coders?
You can help with documentation, join the discussions on GitHub, or connect with the community directly. They use Matrix for chat, have a community email address, community@opencloud.eu, and are active on Mastodon.
Lots of channels then.
Yeah, they seem very open to engagement. And the project is active. They mentioned the Android app is now available, and they're participating in events like the Mindtrek Conference and Internet Security Days in 2025. It feels like a living project.
It really does sound like a vibrant community. Okay, so wrapping things up a bit, we've looked at how OpenCloud aims to give you secure, simple, sovereign file management and collaboration.
Yeah, bringing structure and control back.
Whether you're in a specific sector or just value those principles, it's about making your digital life less chaotic and giving you back the reins.
Precisely. And maybe a final thought to leave people with. In this world where we're just drowning in data, right? Imagine having a tool that doesn't just store it, but actually helps you organize it and puts you firmly back in control. Makes information a resource, not a burden.
Yep.
What possibilities does that open up? For your work, your projects, just your own digital peace of mind, knowing your data is truly yours and properly protected.
That's definitely something worth pondering as we all navigate our digital lives. A big thank you for breaking that all down.
My pleasure.
And remember, this deep dive was brought to you with the support of SafeServer. For secure hosting and digital transformation solutions, you can visit www.safeserver.de.